Yeah.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
With me.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
That's
Stretch
me.
Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
I can't believe you called
me
fat.
Here is your host, Stretch.
And it cuts off like that because I had to edit it, and it's a long story, but I got my intros back, and I'm very happy about that. It is Fat to Fit or Else. This is Bonus Pod. I got the fan on because it's hot as a mofo up in here. By the way, right now as we speak, I got to get off this podcast because NFL is on, football is on, foosball is on. Let me turn it on. That's what I'll do. I got a TV in this room, and I could just turn it on there and put the mute on, and then I can watch it. And it's the Chargers in a preseason game that started tonight at 5 p.m., so I've already missed more than half of it. Takes me a long time to get home from work. You know why? I live far away. That's why. What's funny is I'm much further away from work right now than I was at Downey. Downey is much, much closer to my work. However, Downey didn't have no effing, it had worse traffic. It took me longer to get back and forth to work in Downey than it did here in the freaking West Side. Ooh, here we go. Detroit Lions versus the San Diego Chargers. It is on and popping on my TV. Even though, not going to lie, my computer that I'm recording on is blocking the screen. It's 21-7 Chargers right now. So, nice. I'm stoked on that. Here's what we got going on. I have to tell you, it is... I'm 21 pounds down on the challenge. I'm at 21 pounds. The weight loss is getting slower, but it's staying consistent, and I'm staying true to the game. Haven't eaten healthy. Like, I'm not kidding. I had a sandwich today that I made myself, and I used keto bread and cheese, and I used a half a pound of bacon on one sandwich. Like, bacon is man food. And I love me the bacon, and bacon is king. So I got my bacon on, and that was freaking awesome. It was awesome, awesome having that much bacon. Not healthy at all. Keto, I say, is not healthy, but boy, is it reliable at losing weight. If you can stick to no carbs, which is really hard to do because corn's a carb, potatoes are carbs, rice are carbs, and there's good carbs, but... it doesn't say you can only have good carbs. It says no carbs when you're doing keto. So it's meat, cheese, some nuts, and some vegetables. No fruit. It's a bitch. It's a bitch, bitch, bitch. But I'm most proud about not having any sugar since whenever I started this sometime. It might have been the end of June when I started this. It was. Yeah, it was middle of June when I started this. So now here we are, August, and I have not even broke it yet, and I beat the challenge. Remember, I started it to beat the Mean Spiral Ladies challenge of her trying to get me into East Los to get me jumped by some homies at a Zumba class, and that didn't. And I had to do 15 pounds by that in a month, and I did 15 in 3 weeks. And now it's been 2 more weeks, and I've lost another 6 pounds since then. So, I'm happy. Not gonna lie, I am happy. You guys ever notice when your broke crap happens? Like, I'm broke right now, but just the fire and everything, and it's been a bitch of recovery. I got 2 birthdays this week. I got my dad's birthday, and my daughter's birthday was on Thursday. So, not easy banging through my stuff. But do what you gotta do. This fan is going to be loud and annoying, but I got no F's to give because I looked at my workout news and my health and studies, and here's what's bizarre. It's like, really? Are these the same people? Did they the same people do this study? Because the two top ones that I had are walk faster, live longer, and that says if you walk fast, do fast walking, 15 minutes a day can dramatically reduce the risk of death, especially from heart disease. And this large study involved 80,000 low-income, predominantly black Americans in the South. So they did this study in the South. Now, the next headline is walk faster, age slower. So they also determined that walking a bit faster can be the key to aging well. Yeah. Adults who up their walking pace by just 14 steps per minute significantly improved their physical abilities, even those who were already frail, who started doing a little fast walking, aged better. And that's good. I know if I could give you a piece of advice to age better, it's not about looking better, but just for your longevity and not living a life of pain, I would say stretch. Not just because I'm awesome, but I would say stretch as in yoga stretch, do some, you don't even have to do yoga. You can just sit down and do 15 minutes of stretches a day and limber up. The more limber you are, the less likely you are to get hurt in a fall or, you know, and as you get older, you get stiffer. That's what happened to me and how I blew up my shoulder, just being old and stiff and then trying to exercise and it wasn't ready. Wasn't ready to go, the old shoulder. Now my feet and everything else. An interesting thing, I've been walking so much that I got real bad tenderness in one of my knees, which is a sign that I'm an old fat F. And because of that, I did not walk yesterday at all. I took the day off and rested my knee. And I went to bed at 8:15. 8:15. I slept for like 9 hours last night. A little over 9 hours. It was nuts. Man. 8:15. That's like, that wasn't even dark when I went to bed. I got a diet soda. That's not healthy either, but doesn't have sugar in it, so I'm good with it. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's crazy town right there. I got to hang out with my brother this week. My brother came to Downey on Tuesday, and I was there. And I've been playing phone tag with my little brothers, the Baker Boys, all day today. I haven't talked to them in a while, and I will talk to them. They are always doing stuff. I love those kids. Baker Boys were an insane radio explosion when they came to Mornings at Power back in the 90s. Like, it was insane. My son was a baby. That's how long ago that was. Damn. And he's old now. My son's old. And he was a baby when that happened. But I was there on the radio. Fun times. I love those kids. Nick and Eric V are like my little brothers. Love them. Love them. What do I got here? 400 million year old fish exposes a big mistake. Like what? It revealed the key muscles believed to be part of a early vertebrate evolution were actually misidentified ligaments. Ho ho. That's some right there. Like, you know what? You know who doesn't give an F? This guy. Got my hand up right here. Don't give an F on studies like that. That's some smart guy that's trying to outsmart guy a bunch of other smart guys. And it's like, oh, it's a 400 million old fish. Go after yourself. Go after yourself. The guy that found it before probably didn't have as good a technology. Suck a fat one. Shut up. That's how you handle that one. God. On Friday, I have a lot to do on Friday. I have to go buy Costco dog food after work. I have to get a haircut. I have to go to CVS, pick up more prescriptions. Did I mention I'm an old F that's fat? And I have to, go play with my dog. I have my vacation coming up in a few weeks. I'm excited about that. It takes, we get 5 days a year, period, at my work. No ifs, ands, or buts. And I've only taken one of them off, and I've taken two, and I'm taking two more days off coming up here towards in a couple weeks. So that'll be sweet. I'm so happy football's back. I'm so happy. God, it's wonderful. Oh, boy. Palisades fire update. I am loving that Spencer Pratt is just beating the crap out of Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass. I took a shot at Karen Bass today. This is kind of weird. And I'm extremely political on X. And I don't post much, but I comment a lot. And I mostly just assassinate politicians that I don't like on there. Just take pop shots at them and make fun of all their posts. It's what I do. It's just fun to me. So I'll do that. Well, I took a shot at Karen Bass, and she told some huge lie. Oh, she was not a lie. She's just rude, and she was bitching about the Marines being in Los Angeles and blah, 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 and she was bitching about that again. And I freaking clowned her. And then a little while later, you know, you'll see so-and-so likes your post. It was Bongino. And I'm like, oh, I like Bongino. And then I'm like, wait a minute. He's the active deputy director of the FBI. He was on X, and he liked my post. And I'm like, you know what's weird? I don't know if you want the active deputy director of the FBI knowing you even exist, to be honest with you. I'm not there. Even though I was a fan of his radio show, I love that guy a lot. I thought he was awesome as a radio host. And like I said, the stat, and I may have mentioned this before, but it is worth mentioning again. Since those guys took over the FBI, Bongino and Cash Patel, they've captured all 10 of the 10 most wanted list. Meaning like, oh, whatever, that's their job. Well, but 4 years before those guys, the last FBI caught zero of the top 10 most wanted because they were worried about being political and not being law enforcement. So it's cool. Oh, I must stop being a political ranter. Today I was at my work, and I get a ton of delivery people that come in, and they're usually dumb. And this person parked, and they weren't dumb, and they knew what to do. They came in and they parked. I'm not exaggerating here. Maybe the hottest chick I've ever seen as a delivery person ever, ever, ever. Like, what? I'm like, oh my God, she's working for freaking Amazon? Holy smolies. I'm smoking hot. Oh, boy. I want to thank my buddy, Motoman from Big 49 for... Okay, he knows I love the midgets. I'm not going to lie. I love midgets, little people, whatever you want to call them. Love them. Yet, because he had sent me some midget videos, now it's in my algorithm, and I get bombarded. But what's weird is I never looked at midgets in a sexual way. I looked at midgets as they're happy, and they bring me joy, and they're like rare. More as rare as a leprechaun. To see one is just a happy experience for me. And now the algorithm I'm getting, they're all like little midgets in bikinis and stuff doing sexy dances. And it makes me feel weird. And because I'm not a midget creeper. I'm a fan of little people. Like, I like little people. They could be, like, mowing the lawn, and I'd be like, oh, my God, it's midgets. I love midgets. I want to pick them up and carry them around. But I don't want one with, like, big boobs and, like, short skirt on. Like, that. I'm not trying to be a creeper to a midget. I'm not trying to have sex with a midget. It's weird. It's weird. I'm telling you, and that's all over my Instagram feed now. Like, midgets for days. I posted one, too. That probably didn't help. I saw one where there was, like, 10 of them doing, like, a little choreographed dance. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, our five little midgets doing a choreographed dance. You can't beat that. That's joy. That's pure joy right there. But it's like, I think people get creepy with the midgets. Gotta lay off the little people. Walk-a-doo, walk-a-doo. Little people are people, too. Man. Don't forget, I got my new Spyras today. I have got a pair of black and white ones. They're cool. They're black. The top is black, and then the sole and the rubber is white. They're not the solid blacks that I normally wear. I wear to work and stuff. But these are black and white, and I picked those up today. Love me the Spyras. You can get your Spyras at Spyra.com. Use Fit10 at checkout. Get 10% off. Shout out to them. I got to get a new challenge going soon, or I imagine the Mean Spyra lady is going to... try to cat me at the knees or something, because she's mean. Yep, she's a mean spider lady. All right, what do we got? I have no other stories. I don't have much. It's Friday. It's an I don't give an F Friday, and that's my favorite kind. And football's back, and I have dinner in the oven, and I'm gonna go finish my dinner, and then I'm gonna watch football. And I'm going to get on Friday and then go play with my dog and have a great weekend. And I hope you guys have a great weekend, too. And I will be back, hopefully, with some crazy stories of something that happened. It's not too crazy because I can't stand much more craziness in my life, even though it is entertaining. So I'll talk to you later. Have a good one.